Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. And if you want more Wait Wait in your week, check out the Wait Wait quiz for your smart speaker. It's out every Wednesday with me and Bill, asking you questions all in the comfort of your home. It's just like human contact, at least as far as we remember. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter, it's Alec Wedge from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hey, how are things in Minneapolis, one of my favorite places?
It is absolutely wonderful. There is sometimes sunshine. There are sparkling lakes. Everybody's in their garden. We are actually practicing physical distancing.
Well, you're Minnesotans. Minnesotans traditionally at Very Good are like staying away from each other.
Yeah, people say that this whole 6 feet thing, that's kind of a little too close for their comfort, if you wouldn't mind.
It really is. Well, welcome to the show, Alec. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Here is your first limerick.
Though reptilian coolness offends, at my parties a core group attends. We find it a bliss to just gossip and hiss. Yes, we snakes have a few long-term...
friends.
Yes, friends. Very good.
Yes, indeed.
Scientists put a bunch of snakes in a room, and when the researchers weren't too busy screaming, they noticed snakes would continue to gravitate to the same other snakes, suggesting they preferred some snakes' company over others.
And they can be friends now because they could never hug anyway, so they're not missing anything.
Many of them seemed to bond over how bad they felt about causing original sin, while the females formed friendships by sharing their old skin. You should totally wear this. I'm not using it anymore. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
For hybrids, the business is boomin', though some mythic creatures bring doomin'. There's the harpy and sphinx, and for current hijinks, there's a mouse that is 4%...
humans.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Using an advanced stem cell transfer, scientists created a mouse that has 4% human cells. They're part human. Congratulations, mouse. Now you can get coronavirus.
We all know how this movie ends, right? It starts off, you know, they're partly human mice, and we use them for experiments, and then finally they become sentient, and they rebel, and they get, like, Willard to lead them on its revenge rampage through our lives. I just am saying I'm not very comfortable with this.
All right, Alec, here is your last limerick.
You dumped me once you've had your fun, hon. But you and I are not quite done, son. Rub these bulbs on your eye, and you'll learn how I cry. I have sent you a truckload of...
onions?
Onions, yes.
Yes.
A woman in China
got
revenge on her ex-boyfriend by sending him 1 ton of onions in the hopes, she said, he would cry as much as he had made her cry. Bad news for the boyfriend, worse news for the nearby food shelter, which will be serving onion surprise for the next decade.
Couldn't she just send him a copy of Field of Dreams to make him cry the way most men do? Yeah. The onions feel like a lot of work.
I know, really. I want you to chop these. No, chop them finer.
Now sauté them. Are you crying yet?
Bill, how did Alec do in our quiz?
Alec is impressive, scoring 3 times right.
Congratulations, Alec. Thank you so much, Alec.
Thank you.
Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank.